Good morning, church family. I believe we are halfway through this lockdown. Look at how far the Lord has brought us already and how much we have to be thankful for and the grace that he has supplied, the peace and the strength and wisdom by his word, day by day and hour by hour. We all know that tough times, like a lockdown and trials tend to bring out what's really inside of us. And we hear of a number of people falling back into old addictions and bad habits nowadays. I want to know how your addiction is going. The good one, the righteous one, the addiction to honey, the honey of God's word. Bunyan was described by Charles Spurgeon when reading his classic work, Pilgrim's Progress. Spurgeon said, "When I read this, all I can think of is this man is a living Bible. Prick him anywhere, his blood is bibline. The very essence of the Bible flows out of him." Don't you want to be that kind of Christian, a scripture-saturated saint? Well, this is a great passage for this now. We come to the 12th stanza in Psalm 119, also past the halfway point of this psalm, the Mame stanza, still on a high plateau, as we saw in the previous stanza. Two reasons we're going to look at why we must be addicted to the honey of Scripture. Addicted to honey is our title. Two reasons for this holy fixation. First of all, exclamations. And second of all, motivations. First of all, the psalmist's exclamations call us to this righteous attachment to God's word. Verses 97 and verses 103. Verse 97, "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day." He is exclaiming his obsession with God's word. He says, all day long, can't get my mind off it. Like a true lover, I am intoxicated with love for God's word. And then jump down to his next exclamation in verse 103. "Oh, how sweet are your words to my taste. Yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth." The Bible's not just in my head or on my, in my hands, but it's actually on my taste buds. And it gives God's word and Christ and his book give me a lasting sweetness and a deep satisfaction that can be found nowhere else. Definitely not in the spulkasm, the candy floss of this empty world. So it's the exclamations, but also then notice it's the psalmist's motivations in the remaining verses in this stanza, verses 98 through 100, and then also verses the verses that follow. So look at the motivations. We're going to see two motivations here. We ought to be addicted to the honey of God's word because Scripture gives us the right edge and it keeps us away from the wrong edge. Look at how Scripture gives us the right edge. Verses 98 through 100. 98 says, "Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever mine." It's the best way to outwit your ungodly opponents. It's the ultimate secret weapon. The world still can't answer, after thousands of years, life's most basic questions. Why, where did I come from? Why am I here? Where am I going? God's word has the answers. And God's word was always with him, he says there, his constant companion in verse 98. Keep reading verse 99. "I have more insight than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation." You don't get a better education that surpasses the highest IQs, the most impressive qualifications and degrees, outsmarts the so-called experts of today, the timeless wisdom of God's word. Verse 100, "I understand more than the aged because I have observed your precepts." Have you heard the old saying? It's not how long you've been in the boat. It's how long you've been pulling at the oars and going in the right direction. Just being older doesn't always make someone wiser unless it's rooted in God's word. This psalmist is convinced that God's word is our supreme source of wisdom and confidence in all of life and ministry. Spurgeon said we ought to look at Scripture like David said of Goliath's famous sword, "There is none like it. Give it to me." And then also look at how Scripture, we're motivated because it gives us the right edge and it keeps us away from the wrong edge. Verse 101, "I have restrained my feet from every evil way that I may keep your word." The Christian shouldn't be asking, what can I get away with? The Christian says, how holy can I be? How far can I stay away from sin? Verse 102, "I have not turned aside from your ordinances, for you yourself have taught me." His gaze was locked in on obeying God's laws at all costs, because the Lord himself was his teacher. Then verse 104, from your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. The more we get a taste for God's word, the more we are revulsed at sin. We are repulsed by worldliness and unrighteousness, and we want to spit it out. Discuss this question in your homes today. How are my appetites changing because of God's word? How is my craving for holiness and righteousness growing, and my hatred of sin and unrighteousness increasing? How precious is the book divine by inspiration given, bright as a lamp, its doctrines shine to lead our souls to heaven. Through all the tedious night of life, this lamp shall guide our way till we behold the clearer light of an eternal day. God bless you. Have a great day.